I love getting time to reflect on things. So one thing I've been reflecting on recently is this concept that I was exposed to like a year ago. And it was a lovely concept because it helped me have a frame of mind to know how to create an intentional life, basically, right? And I really appreciated it at the time because it helped me just become very much more aware of what I needed in my life and not just expect that maybe someone else would figure it out for me, but really understanding what does it look like, not just to make an intentional life, but taking full ownership of my capacity to bring to pass the good that I wanted in my life, right? Anyways, so I was at a retreat and my friend was speaking and she was talking about this concept. At the time, she brought together a few concepts all together into one, and it was awesome, right? It was basically this idea that, hey, this is like a cycle of, you know, rest and work for like a caregiver, for example. But she kind of mapped it out from like an athlete recovery cycle. So basically it's like, hey, athletes, work, 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 work. And then for them to achieve their peak potential in them, like being able to recover appropriately and properly so that they can do that athlete work thing again. The ratio was very fascinating because it was talked about that it was like, you do work, you know, you do your hardcore, you know, full on work, 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 athlete stuff for like 50% of the time. Then for the other 50% of the time needs to be rest, right? So like, what does that look like? And there's like three levels that we talked about, right? And like, and then this is transitioning to like the whole caregiver idea, right? As a caregiver, whatever we're putting out, we need to be spending the same amount of time in rest, right? And in rejuvenation. And, you know, like the wording that we kind of used in that context was like, okay, so we need to physically rest, right? So that can mean like any kind of physically restorative activities, right? It can be massage, it can be sleep, it can be, you know, yoga even, right? Like it can be any of those like physically restorative, like for your body kinds of restorative types of activities, right? That can be part of the physical rest, right? Then there's the mental rest, right? The mental rest are like things that you can do where it's meditative. It puts you into that meditative muse kind of a space where you're just in the zone. You're in that flow zone where it's like you don't even have to feel like you're working, but you are, right? So sometimes people feel that when they're on a walk, right? Like in nature, right? Sometimes people feel that when they're doing art, right? Sometimes people feel it when they're making food. Sometimes, you know, like everybody has their different thing that is meditative for them. Some people play music. Some people have just like really good, just like flow conversations with people that they don't have to feel insincere with, right? Like they don't have to feel like they have to put on an image for. They just have this fluid, intimate conversation with somebody, right? And that can be super healing, right? Then the third level was this idea of like getting to spiritually rest, right? And then she shared a bunch of quotes from this book that was called like The Sabbath or something. And it was so deeply moving. I appreciated that aspect of that retreat so much. Just this concept of the different levels of rest and how when we put out, we need to also put in, right? Kind of like breathing out and breathing in. There needs to be equal parts of this outward breath and inward breath, right? And so there it was. It was so fantastic. It was, you know, talking about like the third one, as I was saying, was the spiritual rest, right? The Sabbath kind of an idea. You know, like for many people around the world, they exercise faith in keeping the Sabbath day holy. And as they do that, the idea behind that is having a day of rest. Part of it is to match up with, you know, like Christ built the world in 6 days, and then he rested on the seventh. So, you know, just like following after the pattern of what was done to create the universe, right? and not mocking it by saying, hey, I don't need one day to rest, just like they did, right? Like, but instead just being able to have that humble heart to be like, hey, there was something to that, right? If they could build a universe in 6 days and then have one day to rest, like there's something to that, right? So anyways, I really liked this idea of finding like pockets of Sabbath in a day, right? Like pockets of Sabbath where a person can have that sacred time to have like spiritual rest time, rest, recover, spiritual connection time, right? Like to me, I don't like to call it like a Sabbath day on like a Sunday. I like to call it like a daddy daughter day, right? Like with my, or mommy daughter day, like with my heavenly parents, right? Like so that I can feel like this is not just about being by yourself all alone doing nothing, you know, this is actually about like having deep connection time and making time for that deep connection time that on any other day, there's so much going on that it makes it really difficult to pay attention to what those relationships are there for, right? And so we talked about that. We talked about just like, you know, what can it look like to find those spiritual moments of rest so that we can receive what is ours to notice, right? I kind of live with this. Not kind of, I do. I live with this mentality that really supports me, and I don't always remember it, but the times that I do, it does help me, right? I love having this idea that like, hey, I go to bed every night and every night is Christmas Eve, and I have these heavenly parents that are wrapping up my gifts every night so that when I wake up, all of them are hiding in different places, and it's up to me to put on like my spiritual lenses, my spiritual goggles, right? And take time for those spiritual rest points in my day so I can receive the gifts that are available to me. But I won't be able to find them if I don't take the time to put on my spiritual goggles and take those spiritual rest points. It's kind of like when we're driving, right? Like there's rest stops for a reason, so that we can recharge and gather ourselves and not be just working ourselves to the ground, right? Like men are that they are meant to have joy, right? Like that's from one of my favorite scriptural texts that just talks about our opportunity for so much more than what this world will say that is possible and available to us, right? And it's just such a tender thing for me to consider that whole cycle, right? How, yes, there's a time to be on and to work and to push out and to breathe out, but there needs to be an equal amount of time of breathing in